Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
People were killed in the Moscow terrorist attack over the weekend. More than 180 people were injured. As we continue to find out more about how this attack unfolded and what it means moving forward, folks, again, just a terrible, terrible tragedy, of course, brought about by ISIS-K. And it is no secret, folks, that we know that terror operatives have crossed over the southern border. Christopher Wray, FBI director, recently talking about ISIS, talking about other bad actors. And my goodness, folks, this is something that could be a very, very terrible development even here in this country as we continue to mourn with. And, of course, our thoughts and prayers go out to all the people who were involved and affected by this terrible attack at the theater there near Moscow, over the weekend. And I'll tell you, we talked about it, too, on the weekend show. At that time, it was thought there were some, I think, 37 people dead or 38 in that ballpark there. But now, of course, we know that there are at least 137 people who lost their lives, over 180 that were injured. So we're going to tell you the very latest about this morning, of course. Plus, we're going to tell you about what Kamala Harris talked about, warning Israel not to go into Rafah, of course, to go get and finish off Hamas, and calling it a red line. So we will see about that as well. I don't know that Benjamin Netanyahu is going to take Kamala Harris's advice on that. Do you? All right. Well, folks, once again, welcome to the program. It is the Monday edition. Monday is here. It is upon us. Kyle Warren with you, of course. The telephone number is 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to leave us a direct message. We've also got our great GCN Live links over there. We've also got other information. You can find out about the podcast. There's all kinds of great stuff over there at KyleWarrenShow.com, including links for our great regular contributors. So we encourage you to click on those links and go explore what our regular contributors have to offer as well. Before we get to, of course, what happened in Moscow, do you want to say good morning to Richard the Marine, listening from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. He says, good morning, Mr. Kyle. 47 degrees, cloudy, and more rain by daybreak. Wow. He says, have a great week here on GCN today. Semper Fi, Richard. Well, that's great. I appreciate that, Richard, so much. And Semper Fi right back at you, of course. Richard the Marine listening on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, of course. They're our great distributor for the program. They distribute our show out to our great radio affiliates, our great AM and FM radio affiliates across the country. And we want to give them a shout out this morning. We appreciate everybody at GCN working so hard for the program. And also, here's Wally. And he's also listening on GCN this morning from the Tampa area. He says, finishing up with Kevin Jackson, waiting for Kyle Warren. Well, here I am. It's Monday. And, yes, we can't do much about it being Monday. But we can sure try to make the time go by this morning, no matter what you're doing. And, by the way, folks, it's Country Music Monday. We've got some great songs lined up, courtesy of Driver Ron from Denver. And he wrote me such a nice email. I'm going to share it with you later on in the broadcast. And suffice to say, we've got some great songs, very meaningful songs this morning. So I do appreciate it so very, very much. Well, again, on a much more serious note, this from the AP, the auditorium at Crocus City Hall was about three quarters full. I believe it had a 6,200-seat hall, yes. It was about three quarters full with the crowd waiting to see Picnic, a band popular since the Soviet days of the early 1980s. But the concert was sold out again in the 6,200-seat hall, so some of the audience was still likely getting food or were shedding their heavy coats in the cloakroom. It was about 7 to 10 minutes before the start of the show scheduled for 8 p.m., said concertgoer Dave Primov, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Then came the popping sounds. Initially, I thought fireworks or something like that, Primov told the Associated Press. I looked at my colleague, and he also said fireworks, probably. But it wasn't pyrotechnics. At least four khaki-clad men with automatic weapons were in the building firing incessantly. Then they set the concert hall on fire. It was the start of the deadliest attack on Russian soil that left 137 people dead and more than 180 injured in what President Vladimir Putin called a bloody barbaric terrorist attack. And he's exactly right. That's exactly what it was. Although he sought to tie Ukraine to it, an affiliate of the Islamic State group claimed responsibility, which U.S. intelligence officials confirmed. Kyiv denied any involvement. Four suspects were arrested in Russia's Bryansk region. Well, I don't think that Ukraine had something to do with this. We talked about this, of course, as well on the weekend with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And there doesn't seem to be, there would be no upside, I think, for Ukraine on this. I don't think that they were involved. It doesn't seem like it would be something that would advance what's happening there. This does appear, and again, ISIS-K has taken responsibility, and again, the U.S. has apparently confirmed this as well. But Vladimir Putin, of course, while reeling from this terrible attack for this country, may seek again to try to use that to some kind of advantage, which in and of itself is a terrible thing. But obviously, and what concerned me, as I mentioned before, when this news was breaking, and that is, sometimes these kinds of events could be a signal for other cells, other groups to do something. And so that's why I think, obviously, we need to be on the highest alert. France has now gone, evidently, to the highest alert. We'll tell you more about that and much, much more when we come back from the first break here in hour number one. Off to a great start here this morning, although, again, I do wish it was under a little bit of different circumstances. What a terrible thing has happened in Moscow. But, folks, we're coming right back. 949-822-7959 is the number. Stay right there.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Democrat administration did we hear about a red line about? We heard a red line from Obama, right, about chemical weapons in Syria? I seem to recall that. So I don't know. I don't put too much faith in red lines from Kamala Harris, especially after, you know, we'll tell you about this in just a little bit, especially after she was in Puerto Rico. And by the way, we got a great call from Puerto Rico just about a week and a half ago or so. But she was in Puerto Rico and she was clapping along with this, you know, band of musicians. And then evidently an aide whispered to her what they were singing. And then she abruptly stopped clapping. Well, we'll tell you all about that. But she has given the red line in Rafa. And we'll tell you about that as well. But first, I want to let you know again. First, well, of course, welcome back to the program. It's Monday. See, I'm getting ahead of myself. It's Monday. We're back. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. KyleWarrenShow.com is the website if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And by the way, of course, we love to get direct messages anytime. So if you're picking up the program a different way or a different time of day, we love to hear from you. France raises the terror level alert to the highest level, basically. This is from Reuters. The French government is raising its terror alert warning to its highest level following the shootings on Moscow. Prime Minister Gabriel Attal said on Sunday after a meeting with senior security and defense officials with President Emmanuel Macron. Attal said in a post on X that the decision, which comes months before Paris hosts the Olympic Games, was taken in light of the Islamic State's claiming responsibility for the Moscow attack and the threats weighing on our country. France's terror alert system has three levels, and the highest level is activated in the wake of an attack in France or abroad, or when the threat is one, or when a threat of one is considered to be imminent. That allows for exceptional security measures such as stepped-up patrols by armed forces in public places like train stations, airports, and religious sites. The Reuters, again, is Reuters is reporting this. So obviously, if those are part of these circumstances or these items that they would look at, well, definitely there has been an attack at home or abroad. We don't know, of course. There's nothing being said about something that they think is imminent in France. But again, it pays to be a little bit more cautious these days, I would think. All right. So as we mentioned, Kamala Harris now warns Israel not to cross the U.S. red line and invade Rafah. It's a quote, huge mistake. Okay. This from the New York Post. Vice President Kamala Harris on Sunday kept open the possibility of U.S. consequences if Israel ignores the Biden administration's red line and barrels into the southern Gazan city of Rafah. Barrels into it, I guess. We have been clear in multiple conversations, she said on ABC's This Week. We've been clear in multiple conversations and in every way that any major military operation in Rafah would be a huge mistake. For who? I'm not trying to be flip. I'm really not trying to be flip. But for who? What are you talking about? You know, there are at least four battalions, according to what we understand, of the remnants, basically, of Hamas. We know that they've hunkered down there. We know that, you know, this is where it can be decided to a great degree. You know, you're never going to, I think, to, quote, eradicate Hamas altogether. You're not going to stop terrorism altogether. It's not going to be erased from the face of the earth, because, again, it has to do with an idea. There's always going to be some kind of remnant of that. But you can certainly degrade to a very high level their ability to make war. The Hamas had dug into Gaza over a long period of time. They governed Gaza. They made it the launching point. And I've said this before, and it almost seems to be almost ridiculous, right? The idea that they couldn't have actually made Gaza. If you want to talk about having a Palestinian state, that would be a de facto Palestinian state because the land was ceded to Hamas or to the Palestinians, and Hamas could have made it a showplace. Hamas could have made it a prosperous endeavor. They could have really done something and said, look, you know, obviously there's Israel, this is Gaza, and we're going to move forward. But of course they're not going to do that because they're not rational. Hamas is not rational in that regard. They are hell-bent to destroy Israel and kill all the Jews. And here we are, it's 2024. It's not 1933. It's not 1942. It's not 1944. This is 2024, and yet you have a group of people very well funded, very determined, and they want to kill all the Jews again. I mean, this is so horrible that you can't even put it into words. And they have gladly, you know, piggybacked onto the propaganda and made it appear that there is such a tragedy happening that is somehow Israel's fault and not Hamas's fault. By the way, on October 6th, 2023, this issue was not there. I mean, in terms of it was always underlying, but it wasn't an active war at that time, right? Nothing. The peace was, quote unquote, the peace was still there. But Hamas broke that peace because, again, they're showing that they're hell-bent. It doesn't matter to them. You know, you can continue to pummel them. And then suddenly here comes the United States and Kamala Harris. Maybe they're sending her out there to try to give her some cred or something like that, I guess. But here comes Kamala Harris, suddenly they're supposed to stop. Oh, okay, well, Kamala Harris told us we can't do this anymore. You know, by the way, the U.S. isn't running the war or anything, by the way. But she goes on to say, I have studied the maps, she says. There is nowhere for the folks to go. Referring to Palestinian civilians, Israel has also, I think, said that they would take as many measures as they could to do this. An estimated 1.4 million Palestinians have flocked to Rafah during Israel's offensive to the north to root out Hamas terrorists. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's administration contends that Rafah is one of the last strongholds of Hamas in the tiny Palestinian strip. And he signaled a willingness to go it alone there with an offensive without the Biden administration's blessing. And that's because now the Biden administration itself is putting Israel into a terrible position. What we should be doing is saying, look, this war has to be over quickly. It has to be over decisively. But because, number one, it's an election year. This is huge. This is a huge thing weighing on all this. It's an election year, and then you're going to have the Biden administration, the Biden campaign, trying to fix all these problems they have with the perception they by some groups that they are too pro-Israel and that they're not condemning Israel enough. And this is another way of trying to split up the United States and Israel. It, regardless if you're a Republican or Democrat administration, it would seem to me that the support of Israel should be unwavering. But again, Hamas is more than happy to glom on to all the propaganda that, in fact, why doesn't Hamas try to save the people? Why does Hamas put their terrorist organization, their fighters in with the civilians? You know, that's a classic move, isn't it? But, you know, doesn't that demonstrate who's trying to protect whom or who has no care for somebody else's life? That's really the better way to put it. Who has no care for somebody else's life? That would be Hamas, my friends. This is a very, very serious thing. And Kamala Harris, unfortunately, and again, they're trying their level best to shore up their own political issues, because that's what's important to them. That's what's important to them. Stay right there, everybody. I'll warn with you. We are coming right back right after this.
Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Update.
Quando furono vicini a Gerusalemme.
A Palm Sunday service at the Vatican this Sunday, Pope Francis presiding over the service in St. Peter's Square. In recent weeks, the 87-year-old Pope has been suffering on and off from bronchitis and flu, and in recent weeks has delegated an aide to read his addresses for him, but on Sunday his prepared text was not read at all. Easter Sunday is next week.
Gerusalemme.
President Biden at his home in Wilmington, Delaware this weekend, signing the $1.2 trillion spending bill that will keep the government funded through September. In other news, the numbers are climbing. At least 133 people killed in the ISIS terrorist attack at that concert hall near Moscow. Terrorists wearing masks and military gear storming the building where security guards did not have guns. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back. Monday edition continues on. And we have so much more to tell you about this morning. Of course, we're going to be looking at today's the deadline, you know, for Donald Trump and his confiscatory, as I've heard it put, and I completely agree, judgment that was handed down by the judge in his real estate fraud case, as it were. So Donald Trump has until today basically to come up with basically $500 million. We've got some information on that as we move through the program in this segment, by the way. 949-822-7959 is the number to call, of course. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. And we have heard from Angie, and then we've also heard as well from Mark in Clearwater. Yeah, there seems to be some kind of issue on AM860 this morning. So that's a technical issue, and I know that they're going to try to lock that down here as quick as possible. You know, in the meantime, you're more than welcome to head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to pick up our other live streams, especially from GCN. You know, you can also head over to TalkStream Live as well. And, you know, you can pick up, you can pick the program up there as well. And we appreciate everybody at TalkStream Live. You can just go over there, look for America's Third Watch, and definitely tune in that way as well. So I really do appreciate the messages so very, very much. Yes, sometimes the technical issues, we let them know about that, and so they'll get it fixed as fast as possible. They're very good at doing that, no doubt. All right, well, let's head over to the telephone lines. We got a caller coming on this morning. Let's head on over. I think we might have first-time caller, but caller, good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello, yes, caller, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. What's your name and where are you calling from this morning?
This is Ron, calling from Sarasota.
Hey, Ron.
I wanted to let you know to enjoy your Easter and this whole week, and I'm thinking about you, and I just wanted to comment that way.
Well, thank you. I appreciate, yes, happy Easter to you, and hope everybody enjoyed their Palm Sunday, and that was, of course, yesterday, and now we're coming up to Easter Sunday. Can't believe it's already here, and it's happening at the very tail end of March as well.
Yes.
Indeed. So anything else you'd like to talk about this morning? Anything in the what do you think of the Trump judgment that he has to come up with today?
Oh, horrible.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, I appreciate the call very much, Ron, in Sarasota. And are you listening on 930 WLSS?
Yes.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the call. You have a very happy Easter as well. And please feel free to call back anytime.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Take care. All right, Ron in Sarasota, everybody. We appreciate that call very much. And thank you for the Easter wishes. That's right. Yes, we're going through Easter week here, folks. And this is that's pretty cool. As I mentioned, yes, yesterday was a Palm Sunday. And as I said, yeah, Easter, because it follows the lunar calendar, basically, it's going to, you know, you can predict exactly when Easter is going to hit from now until the next, you know, 100 years or 5,000 years if you wanted to. But it is kind of cool how it moves around. But definitely it's a big going to be a big deal. What also concerns me, too, is because it's another big high holiday. We just had this big terrorist attack. I would think that it behooves all these different gatherings to be on the lookout. That's, I think, a very, very important thing. But thank you, Ron, for the call very, very much. Also, folks, as we just mentioned about the Trump judgment, yes, he has until today, basically. So now what is Donald Trump going to do with all of this? I mean, some have said, well, you know, he's got cash on hand, but he really wants to use that for the campaign. He doesn't really want to use that for his judgment. In fact, this coming to us from Newsweek, is Donald Trump's deadline approaches with time running out to save his properties. He's facing the key deadline on Monday to stop his properties from being seized by authorities following his New York civil fraud trial. Of course, it's for basically $454 million. I've seen $464 million. So basically, it's $500 million. He's seeking a bond, basically, in that amount, about $464 million, to cover his fines and for the disgorgement for his sons, Eric and Donald Jr., who were co-defendants in the case. Disgorgement requires a party who benefits financially from illegal or wrongful acts to give up any profits they made as a result of that conduct. Now, Trump has until... or... the New York AG could begin seizing some of his assets, which, by the way, is going to be harder. It's, you know, sometimes they say, well, I should say it's easier said than done, right? Because it's actually going to be fairly hard to do that. There's a lot of different interlocking components for Trump and his real estate investments, as it would be for any kind of group of real estate investors. It's my understanding he wouldn't have owned these things completely outright. In many cases, he wouldn't just own them outright. He might have other investors involved and consortium or partners, if you will. And so all that becomes, it's not so simple as the women on The View, you know, were sort of saying, well, they're going to run down and put a padlock on Trump Tower. You know, oh, I just want to see that happen. Really? Okay. You know, I mean, this is going a little over the edge, don't you think? But again, he has until March 25th today to come up with a bond amount or the AG could start seizing his assets. Newsweek has contacted a Trump representative by email to comment on the story. They said they previously reviewed a document from the Attorney General's office that lists properties owned by Trump that had, quote, fraudulent or, quote, misleading values that could end up being seized. And they include Trump Park Avenue, Trump Tower, of course, 40 Wall Street, Trump Seven Springs, Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas, Mar-a-Lago. And, you know, by the way, what did the judge think Mar-a-Lago was worth? He thought it was maybe worth $18 million. I mean, this guy's out to lunch in a big way. And the list goes on, of course. A lot of them are the golf clubs that he has in New Jersey, also Virginia, New York, Florida, Rancho Palos Verdes in California, Aberdeen, Scotland, and Turnberry, Scotland as well. But honestly, folks, you know, again, what we've heard, especially from experts in this, really, I think, tells the tale. You know, you hear about, well, these are the properties that were fraudulent or they were misleading values. Again, you know, properties are worth what people will pay for them. If you go to the bank, and I know I'm sort of rehashing some of this, but if you go to the bank and say, I want to get a loan on this property, and I think this property is worth $500 million, the bank may say, no, we think it's worth $400 million. And so you go back and forth and go through due diligence. Because, by the way, Letitia James, Attorney General of the state of New York, don't forget that banks have to do due diligence, too. Banks are not going to go loan money on something where they just take your word for it. Oh, boy, Donald Trump says this thing's worth a gazillion dollars, okay? Let's just use fantasy number. It's worth a gazillion dollars. Okay, Donald Trump, here's your paperwork, and just sign right here, sir, and here's your loan for a gazillion dollars. And it doesn't work like that. In fact, it's much harder than anybody would think. Because the bank's going to say, we don't think so. And they have a lot of experts, and they have a lot of people who know exactly what they're doing. And they do business, yes. And do they want to do business? Well, of course they want to do business. But they has to make sense. So the way this is reading to the public is Donald Trump filled out some forms. I know I'm oversimplifying. But Donald Trump filled out some forms and put, you know, elevated values on it. It's like, you know, it's like my 2013 Dodge Caravan, I think, is worth, you know, $4,000. And they say, no, it's not. I booked it out. It's worth $2,200. And you know, but hey, if somebody comes along and pays you $4,000, I'm just making all this up, obviously. You know, it's again, what somebody will pay for it. And this, you know, again, has such a freezing effect on business for New York that this is going to be far-reaching. This isn't just about Trump. This is a major blow to New York. And I think people will start seeing that. Thanks, Letitia James. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To fly by, and that's good for a Monday, because part of our charge here on this program as we go through the overnights in America is to make sure your morning goes pretty quickly, especially if you're out there working a job, if you're working a shift, if you're driving a big rig, if you are in law enforcement, or if you're a first responder, whatever you're doing, if you're just up with us here, you know, going through the overnights, to the nexus of news and politics and overnight radio in America, we're just glad to help you through the wee hours of the morning, and hopefully we smile, we laugh, we have some great music, and before you know it, your workday is done. So if you're just about halfway through your workday right now, again, it's our great pleasure to be going through it with you. All right, so here we are, folks. If you're new to the program, this is the part of the program where we love to play you a great song, make sure everything kind of keeps going, as we said, in the morning, keep your blood pumping, keep you on track. And we've got a great request this morning. We've got a great request from Driver Ron in Denver. And I got this most wonderful email from him, and I appreciate it so very much. He says, howdy, Kyle. Hope you had a great weekend. Looks like we're preparing for some snow again sometime in the overnight, but haven't heard any predictions as to how much. He says, I was thinking back to several days ago. You got a call from Aaron. here in Denver. That's right. We love to hear from Aaron, listening on the mighty 710 KNUS. He says, and he usually calls you the professor of politics. He says, I do remember that phrase from the olden days. He says, but I also remember you recently telling a story about your wife being out of town at an undisclosed location, of course. Yes, that's right. And you called her Mrs. Professor. He says, that got me thinking. He says, for my first request, I want to do something a little special for you and Mrs. Professor. Says, I know the country really, really appreciates what you've done with the radio show since you've taken it over. I appreciate that. I just, that's really, I can't even, I don't know what to say. I'm left speechless with that, and I do appreciate it. He says he thinks it's a great show, much better show, and I appreciate that so much. I can't even tell you. He says I'm sure behind the show's success. You know, by the way, Ron, I feel like Casey Kasem on this. You've given me a great opportunity here. I can feel a little bit like Casey Kasem, you know, back in the day when he'd do these dedications. He says, I'm sure behind the show's success, there's a lot of support from Mrs. Professor and from your family for the amount of time you must spend to make this show what it is. That is incredibly true. There's no way that this could be done without the amazing support from Mrs. Professor and also from my family. I've got two kids. They're away in college, another one here, and they absolutely make my life so much easier. There's no doubt about it, to be able to do this show and keep this schedule. So in a country kind of way, I want to send this song along to both of you. This is a great song by Justin Moore called With the Woman You Love, released in 2022. It's a very catchy tune with great lyrics, too. Hope you all will enjoy. And he has another request, which we're going to do next hour as well. But here we go. Ron, thank you so much. This is Justin Moore with a song called With a Woman You Love. And again, I can't thank you enough for this great message. It really touches me. Thank you.
I was a cold beer drinker down at Joe's place, a corner pocket slinker at a pedal down pace. Another man's early was my getting home late, fast as a whiskey shot, and everything changed, cause with a woman you love, you talk all night, bye-bye Baker's and a farmhouse, and paint it bright white. With a woman you love, you get home at a decent hour, don't need to look no more, cause you finally found it. Woman you love. I still make a little noise, raise a little hell, running with the boys, making stories we don't tell. I trade a million nights of getting loose and turn full, but just one night with a dress on the floor is with a woman you love. You talk all night, 5 acres and a farmhouse. Painted bright white. With a woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour. Don't need to look no more, cause you finally found her. Forever just ain't long enough. In a farmhouse and paint it bright white. With a woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour. Don't need to look no more, cause you finally found her. Forever just ain't long enough. With a woman. We'll be right back.
got to tell you, this is such a great song, and we appreciate this so much. And Ron, I appreciate your dedication, your long distance. Can I say that again? I feel like this is my opportunity to do my best Casey Kasem, and that's a long distance dedication all the way from Denver, Colorado, by way of Southern California, over to Tampa, and all points in between and up and down. I do appreciate it so very, very much. And yes, just listening to that song, and I'll tell you, folks, Mrs. Professor is really just my solid foundation. I really have to say that. Okay, so this from the National Weather Service: a significant winter storm across parts of the northern plains and upper Midwest. There's also a slight risk of excessive rainfall over parts of the middle, lower Mississippi, and Tennessee valleys on Monday. So that's what we're seeing there. We're going to take a look here at our precipitation here in just a moment. But again, for the lower Mississippi and Tennessee valleys on Monday and over parts of the central Gulf Coast on Tuesday, there's an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms over parts of the central southern plains on Sunday and the lower Mississippi Valley so on Monday. So be aware of that. Be very careful out there. Of course, we always want you to get places in one piece. That's exactly what we want to see. We are seeing some snow out there, a lot of snow. This is going to be in Denver, Colorado right now. We'll start there. Lots of snow on the radar right now, heading down from just west of Cheyenne, and then it starts heading down I-25, down through Fort Collins, Denver, down towards Colorado Springs. You've also got it on I-70 out there near Glenwood Springs, and then lots of snow in the southern central part of Colorado. And once again, you'll pick it up on I-25 down near Pueblo, down through Trinidad, and then a little bit into northern New Mexico this morning. Then you've got snow kind of going out in a band from northeast Kansas, northwest Kansas, through central Nebraska, up through Sioux Falls, South Dakota, through the middle part of Minnesota, basically through St. Paul, up towards Duluth, and then in through the top part of Wisconsin, and then all through the UP, basically. So if you happen to be in Marquette, Michigan this morning, you've got all kinds of snow happening right there. Then we've got some showers, rain, and lightning heading through Texas. This is going to start down, just north of San Antonio, and it's going to go up in a band through Waco, through Dallas, and then on up through eastern Oklahoma, and then up through the western part of Missouri this morning. More next hour. We'll check out where the weather is going. But be safe out there, everybody. We're climbing up to the top of the hour news right now. We'll get updated on everything, then come back and talk about everything. Kyle Warren with you. Hour number one is now in the books.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.